WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. On this 4th of July, President Trump will sign the massive tax and spending bill that passed the House on Thursday. Here's ABC's Perry Russum.
President Trump taking a victory lap in Iowa, calling the recently passed Big Beautiful Bill a July 4th gift to the country.
There could be no better birthday present for America than the phenomenal victory we achieved just hours ago.
The president saying the bill follows through on many of his campaign promises.
The people gave us a historic mandate to cut taxes, raise take-home pay.
The bill includes roughly $4 trillion in tax cuts. Nonpartisan groups say those cuts disproportionately help the wealthy.
Today's bill signing will feature a military flyover. Three people killed in New Jersey overnight when severe weather moved through the Northeast. Russia slamming Ukraine with hundreds of drone and missile attacks overnight. Mexican boxer Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. arrested, accused of overstaying his tourist visa and lying on his green card. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Barr. If you're spending more time outside this holiday weekend, experts are warning about a new breed of tick and the bizarre allergy it can spread with just one bite. It's known as the Lone Star tick, and the bug is finding its way to Wisconsin from the southeast part of the country. Doctors with Mayo Clinic say they're already starting to see more patients with what's known as alpha-gal syndrome. It's an allergy to red meat after being bit by this type of tick. And these ticks aren't just in the woods.
You'd go back 30 years ago and you'd think of, a hunter, an avid hiker out in the woods. Now we're starting to see ticks pop up sometimes in backyards in suburban areas and stuff like that. And that's a concern.
PJ Leash is an entomologist at the UW Insect Diagnostic Lab. And though this new tick is spreading, he still considers Lyme disease from a deer tick the bigger concern. Leash also suggests using insect spray, wearing long sleeves and pants, and always checking for ticks after spending time outside. Are you noticing farmers spending more time outside working in the fields? The weather in some parts of the state is challenging and may not mean all the corn crops are knee-high by the 4th of July. The latest crop report shows farmers across Wisconsin had just 3.5 days with workable conditions during the last week. And did you know our state is ranked second for having the most organic farms in the country? Officials with Naturally Wisconsin and the Food Finance Institute are starting a new program to support those efforts and say there's also growing consumer demand for natural, healthy, and sustainable products. The group's already working with more than 800 food-focused entrepreneurs from all across the state. You can find more news anytime at civicmedia.us. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Brewers head to Miami. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Milwaukee Brewers are in Miami tonight to kick off a 3-game weekend series against the Marlins. The Brewers losing last night 3-2 against the Mets. New York taking the series 2-1. David Peterson with the win. The Brewers' Jose Quintana with the loss against his former team. Manager Pat Murphy says they just couldn't get the ball to bounce the right way last night.
Why you play 162, you know, because you're going to have a game like this where, home runs foul, and the ground ball's just out of reach or just under your glove, and that would have been a double play. And it's a different game, but that's why you play them all. And we didn't score more runs than them. We didn't get the timely hit when we needed it, and a couple calls went against us, and that's part of it.
Some good news for the Brewers' bullpen. Veteran Brandon Woodruff now set to make his first start in nearly 2 years Sunday in Miami against the Marlins. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 80s to low 90s this afternoon. It's going to be humid, too. That's going to take the heat index well into the 90s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 70s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, late-day thunderstorms with a high near 90. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Progressive knows we all crave validation.
Girl, you are not 37.
I would have guessed 27.
You guys are too sweet.
Sure, dewy skin.
Terrific. Is something wrong, Ned?
Why would you ask? Just because today marks my 10th anniversary without a car accident or even a speeding ticket? But somehow, tonight's all about your skincare.
Wow. With Snapshot from Progressive, you can get a personalized rate based on how you drive. And that's all the validation you need. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliate. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a special Independence Day edition of the show featuring some of our tours around what makes Wisconsin great and free brewer tickets to give away. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Numbers are just horrible. There's no way to sugarcoat it. And the first way we'll sort of point that out is we'll look at where Donald Trump is now versus where he was 100 days into his first presidency. And you see it here. You don't have to be a mathematical genius. 41% approval of him now. It was 44% back in 2017 around the 100-day mark. And what's so notable here is that throughout his second term as president, he tended to be running ahead of where he was in his first term. No longer is that the case.
Oh, dear. Oh,
goodness gracious.
No. Oh, God, we can't have nice things again. Really bad poll numbers for Donald Trump. And look who's here in studio.
Yeah.
I mean, in studio.
Poundstone, Paula Poundstone. She's the chick we love from history. On the Stephanie Show, she will take us out of misery.
Will she?
With Paula's entertainment, thanks to Stephanie in her basement. With our Paula Poundstone, have an ABBA Mountain Dew time, or maybe moonshine. We'll have a literally gay time.
Oh, hi, Paul. Hello, Paula. Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Can't
am I on? Can you hear me? I tell you, nothing gives me more pleasure than your irked sound.
What? Thanks, Paula.
With, yes, go ahead. Yes, go ahead. Yes, go ahead. That just...
Talk.
Yeah, honestly. Can you hear me? Yes. Hello. Hello. And no amount of... have the phones been improved? I think they have.
Yes, right? I think they have.
Yeah, they have.
But I think what it is, it's some sort of retroactive, some sort of early in their... Like, maybe they called in years ago.
Right, PTSD.
And so, yeah. Right, yeah. Exactly. So yeah. Still expecting not to be heard.
Now,
maybe their parents weren't receptive. Still accept.
Now you just told us your very own airline miles went to DC with a Trump sign or something and protested,
yeah.
And it obviously worked. I'm gonna credit you for these poll ratings.
Yeah, absolutely.
It is obviously his approval rating.
I just got back from Washington D.C. where I used
everybody
flyer miles
to Paula Poundstone.
Nobody listens to Paula Poundstone. I don't think they really realize it was Paula Poundstone. I went in disguise. I actually, one of the things that I did was I made some videos standing in front of different buildings, and so I was in front of the Kennedy Performing Arts Center,
right.
And I was able to see some of the upcoming programming. Trump is doing a fantastic job with that, I have to say.
Yeah.
He hasn't gotten enough credit for that. For example, the Trump family is doing a new production of Sound of Music, which I am so excited to see. And this one shows the Nazis in a brighter light.
Yeah.
Oh,
and Eric.
Because
there are good people on both sides.
Right.
Precisely.
Yes.
Yeah, very fine people.
Then there's another just separate night of entertainment altogether with Eric Trump. on the Kalimba.
Oh, really?
Which is something really he hasn't been able to do before. Really, that guy has, his light has been hidden under a bushel.
Yeah, that's the best kept secret in the Trump family there.
You know, when I imagined, like, I've never met Bella before, but when I was imagining the studio, I've been to the studio before, but I've never seen you here before.
Right.
And I never pictured you sitting at the desk.
Really?
I don't know where
I
thought
there's
you
any
were.
Number of ways you can trick young people into elder care, and this is one of them.
Yeah, what you have done with Stephanie, unbelievable.
Yeah. I've said a vaginal rejuvenation for the show, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, you're looking better in the past.
Sure, thanks.
There's been
problems. Speaking of the Trump family, you had some thoughts on the Pope's funeral. You said, you retweeted in the middle of Pope Francis's funeral, Trump whispered something to Melania that made her smile. What did he say? And you speculated, he said, I release you.
A lot, you know, somebody else had posted sort of the question, and then I said, I release you. But there were a lot of great responses. I don't like to talk about how people look, but she did look. Like, you know how some people say it's not really Melania?
Right. Fake Melania.
Generally speaking, that just sounds foolish to me. But I have to say, could have been fake Melania.
It looked like it could have been like Pete Hegseth in drag. Like it was. If you just look closely, she was very Morticia Adams. Like she's rehearsing for what to wear to a funeral that she's really excited about.
Yeah, but she had when I was a kid, I had a I shouldn't say this because I'm getting wrinkly and have lines that I didn't used to have, but. When I was a kid, I had a ventriloquist doll, a Danny O'Day doll where you pull the it wasn't wooden, it wasn't
Why
like
Why am I not
high
surprised
quality.
That you were a very weird child that grew into a very weird
I used to actually
adult.
Try to do ventriloquism. I was never the doy dot a desk. I was never good at it. I had the album and everything, and I would sit with the doll. But when you put the version of him that I had was not high quality. He was plastic.
Yeah.
And even the wooden ones, there's the lines where their jaws are.
Yeah.
Right, where their chin comes down. She looked. It looked like a Danny O'Day version, like a macabre, a macabre ventriloquist doll.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah.
You know.
Like someone else is pulling the Bebest strings, and she's just.
Yeah. Exactly. Bebest.
Yeah.
Bebest.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird. And he didn't sit in the third row. Remember, we thought he was going to sit in the third row.
Yeah, no, the baby whined, and they moved him to the front row.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah,
yeah. Be best.
Yeah, someone's pulling it. Right. Because her jaw has resilience, as she would say. Okay, we'll find it. Yeah. Bella's new. She's training.
Yeah.
She's training wheels.
Well, resilience.
There we go. Look at that. I'll bet you, remember the busy box on a kid's crib?
Yes.
Remember? Yes. I bet you Bella was hell on wheels with a busy box. Had all the different noises.
And gave her good training for that seat right there.
Yeah, exactly. What was the other thing? The the see and spell. Was it? Right?
See and say.
See and say. Yes. Yeah. I'll bet.
But also,
the cow goes moo.
It does.
Can you? But also, just speaking of visual comedy, on a guy that ran an entire campaign on Sleepy Joe, it's just all of those pictures of him.
Doses
not,
off
and
everywhere.
Not just asleep, but the old man. There was like drool and just for like the entire funeral, practically, right? So they had like a billion pictures of him sleeping.
Yeah, you know how you're always saying like you hope they sue the bejesus out of him, right? Yeah,
right.
And I think to myself, there's got to be a bejesus bucket where you just put it like near them, and then when the bejesus comes out, you catch it. And I feel that with the Trump drool thing. You know, he sells so many things.
Yes.
Why not bucket of drool?
Yeah.
Why not? Sleepy time to bucket of drool. We'll go like hotcakes.
And Chris told me the fun fact I didn't know because, Zelensky got this huge standing ovation, and Trump thought it was for him.
Right.
Oh,
like
geez.
The most hated man in the world. Like he was like, oh, it must be for me. And it's like Zelensky walked out. So that's even. That reminds me of one night. Where was it? Oh, Stand Up New York. I waited all night to go on. And then right as I was going on, they were like, oh, Chris Rock is here. And then they brought like Chris Rock up to do. Right. And so I'm like, oh, look at all this applause for me. Oh, it's not for me.
No. And then, did you have to follow Chris Rock?
Yes. And I had to follow Chris Rock.
Yeah, it was for you. Yeah. Chris Rock told me the same story. That was all for you.
By the way, I heard Elaine Boozler read mean tweets on the the White House correspondence.
Okay.
Show. Oh.
It's just, to all of us in the comedy business a certain age, someone said to her, even Jesus thinks you're a C-word, and then someone said, you were never funny, and I thought you were dead. So that's... That's the kind of indignities we suffer as comedians.
Sure.
I wonder at what point they thought she was dead.
Like, I don't know.
That's important.
So, Paula Poundstone, you're kind of like a laughing on the outside, crying on the inside kind of clown.
Oh,
because
yeah.
I sense in your social media posts, you're generally funny, but sometimes you're like, oh, holy, this is really bad.
Yeah.
I wonder how you deal with it. You retweeted someone who said Hitler's second coup attempt succeeded in turning Germany into Nazi Germany because his first try had no real consequences. Trump's second coup attempt is succeeding in turning America into Nazi Germany because his first try had no real consequences.
And you don't feel that's funny?
I think that's a you problem, Stephanie.
But it does go back. Honestly. It goes back to, you know, pardoning Nixon and him not really having, you know. And
oh, yeah, absolutely.
We have a history of just, like, looking the other way or going, like, Iran-Contra. Or someone was even talking about the Civil War. They didn't really punish the traitors in the Civil War.
No, for heaven's sakes, they put up monuments to them, which I think is a little odd.
Right.
But they, you know, I used to think they put those monuments up, like, right after the Civil War. Right?
Right.
Like, oh, you know, gee, we tried so hard, and what a great job you did, Lee, right?
Lee is one of them, yeah.
Yeah, historian Paula Poundstone. But those were put up in, I believe, in the 30s.
A lot of them were Works Progress Administration monuments.
It was to intimidate black people.
Yeah.
You know, and now, of course, the latest story about trying to erase our history entirely. You hit the Smithsonian to... Mm-hmm. To remove the iconic lunch counter, there's efforts to physically remove the Greensboro, North Carolina Woolworth lunch counter exhibit from the National Museum of African American History and Culture. It features portions of the original lunch counter that highlights the story of four black male students from North Carolina A&T who were brutally attacked after sitting at the whites-only counter. When denied service, they refused to leave. Their defiance ignited a wave of lunch counter sit-ins across the South, became a major flashpoint in the civil rights movement. And they just... They're just trying to erase. I mean, it's insane.
It's sort of ironic that first they wouldn't let them sit at black people sit at the lunch counter. And then after they prevailed, now, well, we're just going to take the lunch counter away. Now everyone has to stand to eat. See what they've done.
Look what you made me do.
Yeah, honestly. Damn it, those persistent black people. I've had it with them.
I wanted to stand and eat over the sink. I would stay home.
Yeah, exactly. That's like when, what was it? I think Cracker Barrel, I forget. Was it Denny's? Wasn't going to allow gay servers. And I'm like, you know what? You take away all the gay servers, there's going to be a lot of cafeteria food. There's going to be a lot where we have to get up and go get it ourselves because that's a big portion of the, you know, service industry.
Right. I take hope. I hope you take some hope in this polling that at least we feel like we're not taking crazy pills. It's not one poll. It's like seven now, isn't there, including the Fox poll?
Well, everybody had a 100-day poll. And so they're all coming out like yesterday and today and tomorrow.
And most of them have in the 30s approval rate. So this one I love. The website for MAGA-friendly businesses backfires. People use it for boycotts. Social media posts about Public Square have gone viral as Trump critics use it to find companies not to support and the opposite of what the site was set up for. I mean, the tide is turning, right? If you look at town halls, stuff like this, the polling, I mean... At least it makes us feel like, because what they want is despair. They want us to go like, oh, we're just a minority and we lost and blah, blah.
Yeah.
Right?
I think we got to be in the streets. I think we got to be in the streets like as often as possible. And the numbers need to grow.
Yeah.
The great Heather Cox Richardson.
Yep.
She says that we need to show how many of us there are so that. Other countries additionally and Trump so that people can see that it is a what does she say in what's the word illegitimate government I think that's true. Plus, you feel so good being out there with other people.
Yeah, and we crossed another line, red line this weekend, arresting judges in their courtrooms, deporting U.S. citizen children with cancer. I mean, it's
yeah, but what they don't tell is that those kids had briefcases. They were actually trained lawyers, highly trained lawyers. That was a trap, and the Trump people fell for it. Those are... could you hear one of the kids actually, if you listen really carefully, you hear the word, somebody says solicitor and the kid's head turns.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
And
they're using words like ipso post facto.
I feel like we're in that Liberty commercial. It's like, Liberty. She's two. Okay. 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Native Path.
Native Path.
Listen, kids, did you, you know, you got cartilage, you know, your cartilage, it's important. What?
Yeah.
Bioscience has, I'm going to blind you with science now, has discovered a unique protein that may help support joint cartilage regeneration naturally. Okay. Imagine moving freely without stiffness or pain. You could just pole vault up this cliff to my house, Paula.
I can't even imagine that.
Okay.
Moving without stiffness or pain. I can't imagine
that. Well, we need to get you some Native Path.
That's right, Native Path collagen. You will have a glowing, hydrated look. That's the main thing. A clean, single-ingredient formula made with hydrolyzed collagen peptides. No fillers, no additives, no artificial junk. It goes right in my coffee every morning, right? 2 scoops a day delivers 18 grams of protein. Mix it into coffee, tea, any drink, completely flavorless, easy to use. Consistency is the key. There's no clumping, Chris. There's no clumping.
We're not clumping people.
No. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping. Go to getnativepath.com/Stephanie. One more time. That is getnativepath.com/Stephanie.
I wish we lived in the day where you could challenge
Stephanie Miller
to a duel.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now? If it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, dark spot reducers. Super C Serum is made with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, and delivers noticeable results. I love it. It goes on, smells citrusy. It feels amazing. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Go now to Vibrance.com/Stephanie. Save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E. It's my favorite skincare product. It'll be yours, too. That's Vibrance.com/Stephanie. One more time, Vibrance.com/Stephanie.
I'm hungry. What's cooking?
Oh, no, not me. It's your turn.
Oh, we're back to taking turns?
Yes.
Well, how about Sugar River Pizza?
Oh, yeah, now they can cook.
I could really go for some of that 12-hour smoked pulled pork.
Ooh, and some pasta. Mm. Okay, now I'm hungry. Sugar River, here we come.
And they have that great kids menu, too.
We don't have any kids.
Right. That's beside the point. The point is, I'm hungry. You're hungry.
Let's go.
Yes. And we should talk about having some kids.
Get in the car, Bob. Sugar River, Sun Prairie, Verona, New Glarus, and catering.
Madison can't seem to get enough of Serenity Pet Spa because we are bursting at the seams with adorable dogs. I'm Liz Johnston, founder and internationally recognized certified master groomer. With two locations on the east and west sides of Madison, you'd think that'd be enough. But demand is so high for our award-winning grooming, Serenity Pet Spa is opening a new location on Junction Road in Middleton. Serenity's not your average groomer. We understand your pets. From wiggly puppies to anxious seniors, you can trust the pros at Serenity Pet Spa because we focus on every dog's unique needs. We are passionate about caring for their health and overall well-being. To celebrate our growth, we're offering 10% off at all locations for new clients until July 31st. Book your appointment today at SerenityPetSpaMadison.com. And be sure to catch my segment with John and Gordy in the morning every first Tuesday of the month as I share my expertise. Serenity Pet Spa, doesn't your dog deserve the best? SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Certified Master Groomer Liz Johnston with Serenity Pet Spa. Committed to its mission to provide world-class grooming for pets and the people who love them. SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, that's right. You'll see, it's Paula Poundstone in studio.
That's right.
Correct. Now, earlier you said you were not a historian, which shocked me, but are you also not a scientist?
I don't know if you can handle two of these in one day, but I'm not.
Headline seem wise? USDA axes rule on testing poultry for salmonella. Does that seem...
Wow. I you know what? The whole RFK Jr. thing truly is... I hope people are writing everything down, because you know, if Trump doesn't go away, if he just Orbans this whole thing,
which right.
I'm not sure that he's not gonna.
Is that a verb?
I think he's got, yeah, he Orbaned it.
Yeah.
After the kids in my high school read Of Mice and Men, mm-hmm. There was a group of girls that used to say among one another, if they messed something up, they'd go, she Lennied it.
So all the people around Trump were like, it's really good what you did. Really, tell us about the rabbits again.
Yeah,
real
exactly.
Good what you did. Yeah, tariffs are real good.
That's how I used to feel about, you know, just the idea of getting sleep sometime. That's how I felt about it. Was like, tell me, what's that like? Tell me about the rabbits. Tell me. And then you went to bed. All right. So
yeah, Bella said she didn't sleep very well last night. And everything Bella says now, I go, wait till you get older.
Yeah.
It's even worse.
Yeah.
You got bags under your eyes now.
I sleep well when I lie down. It's fantastic.
Sure.
The challenge is to having everything done such that I can.
Right.
Like, plus, sure. I've been sleeping on the bathroom floor with two cats every night.
Aww.
It's fantastic.
Oh.
I started doing
and you,
it in the
and
summer.
You don't drink anymore, so this is on purpose? You
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm telling you, it is so cozy and wonderful.
Yeah.
I started doing it in the summer because, this summer... I'm not proud of this, but I succumbed to a coping mechanism that I've used in the past, which is I got five kittens.
Yeah.
And I just, by golly.
Yeah, you just grab a lot of, see, when you get stressed.
Yeah.
Much like Trump. That you know, kind of connects you with Trump in that way.
Oh, everything connects me with Trump. We're so similar. Uh-huh. You know, you saw the thing about his checkup, his physical.
Yes.
And the doctor said, you know, such a, you know, healthy guy, must be because of his, you know, his golf, that he's winning all this golf tournament.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, it's been a while, but I did years ago go for a physical. And the doctor made note that, you know, my bones aren't what they could be and I could drop a few pounds, but not a word about my sports prowess. Not a
Your
word.
Your ping pong prowess.
Right, exactly.
Right.
You know, I won the 11th annual Hootenanny ping pong tournament
did
in Manchester, Massachusetts
yeah.
Just last summer, and not Nary a mention.
Yeah. Well, you know, that reminds me to bring all my my high school trophies, my childhood trophies, to my next doctor's appointment.
Yeah. I bet you Trump did bring a trophy with him to his doctor's appointment.
Your congeniality
As any good junior doc, I have quite a few softball trophies from my youth.
You have a congeniality trophy?
Yes, I do. Yes. I was Miss Congeniality as
really?
Well. I'll be sure to bring that.
When?
It was not a 1970.
I shouldn't sound so surprised.
America's Junior Miss Pageant 1979.
And you were Miss Congeniality? Mm-hmm. What do you think made that possible? What do you think it was that you did?
My bubbly?
Your congeniality.
Personality. Yes, yeah. my general congeniality.
I mean, who did you...
Oh, Paula Poundstone, I'm congenial.
In what way was
we need
it...
To
discuss after the break.
A Voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Barr. If you're spending more time outside this holiday weekend, experts are warning about a new breed of tick and the bizarre allergy it can spread with just one bite. It's known as the Lone Star tick, and the bug is finding its way to Wisconsin from the southeast part of the country. Doctors with Mayo Clinic say they're already starting to see more patients with what's known as alpha-gal syndrome. It's an allergy to red meat after being bit by this type of tick. And these ticks aren't just in the woods.
You go back 30 years ago and you'd think of, a hunter, an avid hiker out in the woods. Now we're starting to see ticks pop up sometimes in backyards in suburban areas and stuff like that. And that's a concern.
PJ Leash is an entomologist at the UW Insect Diagnostic Lab. And though this new tick is spreading, he still considers Lyme disease from a deer tick the bigger concern. Leash also suggests using insect spray, wearing long sleeves and pants, and always checking for ticks after spending time outside. Are you noticing farmers spending more time outside working in the fields? The weather in some parts of the state is challenging and may not mean all the corn crops are knee-high by the 4th of July. The latest crop report shows farmers across Wisconsin had just 3.5 days with workable conditions during the last week. And did you know our state is ranked second for having the most organic farms in the country? Officials with Naturally Wisconsin and the Food Finance Institute are starting a new program to support those efforts and say there's also growing consumer demand for natural, healthy, and sustainable products. The group's already working with more than 800 food-focused entrepreneurs from all across the state. You can find more news anytime at civicmedia.us. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 80s to low 90s this afternoon. It's going to be humid, too. That's going to take the heat index well into the 90s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 70s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, late day thunderstorms with a high near 90. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Years ago, I had a rainbow. No, it was a shirt. It was given to me, and I wore it because I support all people. And a friend of mine, like, sure, you want to walk around in that? You know, a t-shirt, people might think. I'm like, people might think I'm a human being that supports other human beings. I wear sports jerseys sometimes. No one ever says, are you worried people are going to think you're on the Cubs?
I don't think anyone would think that, though.
Oh, you haven't seen my curveball.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at mda75.org.
Maggie Dawn.
Happy Independence Day. On the next show, enjoy a special best of episode. And while we're off enjoying family, friends, food, fun, and fireworks, don't miss your chance to win Brewers tickets with Free Ticket Friday.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Law.org. Fair housing. It's not an option. It's...
think President Trump has defied any federal orders. I don't know what these judges expect the federal government to do. Bukele has said he's not returning Mr. Garcia. Bukele? Mr. Garcia is not coming back to the United States, ever. I don't think the federal courts can direct the executive branch to go in and try to take Mr. Garcia by force.
All right. What's his name? Senator from Hooterville.
Senator Cornpone?
Yes.
Then technically, that would make him a hostage.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who has been kidnapped.
Yeah,
if you're not charged with any crime, let alone had due process, you're not... Okay. Oh, dear. The love is coming in. Artie says the only person on the planet who is as fast and witty as Paula Poundstone is Stephanie Miller. Steph, having them both in the same room this morning is priceless. Well, Paula is feeling very competitive and pageant-like.
Yes.
She's questioning my credentials as Miss Congeniality in Lockport, America's Junior Miss Pageant, 1970. 79 Lockport, New York. And I will have you know, they called it Spirit of Junior Miss Award.
Yeah, but okay.
But it was Miss, that's what it was. It was our Miss Congeniality.
I have been listening to the Stephanie Miller Show literally for years now on various devices. I use my microwave. I use my my electric toothbrush. But I in all the years I've been listening, I have always heard about the Miss Congeniality Award. And by the way, it always kind of hit me sideways.
Yeah.
I was like, how is that possible?
Yeah.
And
what are you,
and
the fact checker of the Stephanie Miller Show?
Now, during the break, we got talking a little bit, and Stephanie blurted out, tears in her eyes. She
said,
yeah, it was the spirit.
Which is what I call you and Peppermint Patty.
What was Peppermint Patty? What was the name of the thing you called it? Was the what?
It was what they called our Miss Congeniality. Spirit of Junior Miss Award.
It was the Spirit of Junior Miss Award.
And I also was fourth runner up, fact checker.
All right, but it was not Miss Congeniality. And you know,
You know what? To quote another Sandra Bullock movie, you just, you know what I'm
saying. You get the f*** out of my house now. Get the f*** out.
That's also my Ukraine negotiator.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is the parent birds to the one that fell out of the nest. That was...
That's Jackie and Shadow.
Misty. Misty. Well, you were saying at your daughter's college graduation, somebody speaker said, you know, get rid of that room, or, you know,
turn that room into an office.
Yeah,
right. And that's probably what happened to the little eaglet.
It was her orientation when my middle daughter first went to college, and the parents go up, you know, and they have like, and they're. And somebody made a speech to the parents that was supposedly, you know, I think was trying to help them over this difficult hurdle. And it is a difficult hurdle.
Right.
And they said, well, just, you know, turn that room into, a sewing room or change it. And I was horrified. Like,
well, what happened to Misty the dead eaglet, because the parents were like, you get out now. Get out.
You get your f*** out of my house now.
Right.
Get out.
Kicked him out of the nest. All right, Misty, are you sleeping? Are you faking it? Stop that.
Yeah.
Get up. Get a job.
Yeah. It's a flap. Go ahead, flap, please. Flap now. You flap now.
See what happens if you push him out of the nest too soon, Paula Poundstone? That's what happens.
Yeah. Well, I didn't push any of mine out of the... Well, one. Maybe one.
All right. Anyway, my background as Miss Congeniality in 1979 allowed me
you
to play
were not
Christy
Miss
Nome.
Congeniality.
Christy Nome in this sketch we just did for the not the White House Correspondents' Dinner this weekend. And I said, you like my fancy pageant teeth.
Right.
Because she got fancy pageant teeth in Texas.
Yeah.
She got fancy pageant everything.
Yeah. She had to leave town to get the teeth.
Did you like the sound effect when I smiled? Okay. Noted puppy killer, Christy Nome.
And I played the puppy.
Yeah. Oh, poor shirtless Chris. You know what? That was a negotiation, can I just say?
That was a negotiation.
Yeah. I really, really wanted shirtless, because that would have been a better service to the comedy bit, as Paula Poundstone commits to every comedy bit, and to America, because the people in the Christy Nome thing, they were actually shirtless, Chris. So America wanted you actually shirtless, but I negotiated them down to a tank top.
It was
Bella?
Days-long
negotiation. Yeah, it was a days-long negotiation.
I remember.
Yeah.
There were a little bit of the audio leaked out and of the backstage, and there was a little, almost a whispered, I'll show you my cooter.
Yeah,
and that apparently is what turned the tide.
And I saw it.
He mentioned my grooming earlier.
And you took a razor to it.
Confirms that he actually did see it. Wow.
Oh my gosh, that makes me itch.
Yeah. Sometimes I stop too soon, and it looks like a little Hitler mustache. It's very challenging. You know, in honor of the eaglets, I do a bald eagle. You know, it's just.
What do you name it? Shadow?
Yes. Or Gizmo.
A Gizmo.
Sometimes I do the Gizmo.
Oh, my gosh. That's terrible. You should. That doesn't sound healthy.
So
I don't know why you would do that.
George Santos was sentenced to 87 months in federal prison Friday. Did we miss that?
Oh, diva down.
Oh, speaking of people who lie about Miss Congeniality or whatever.
He said he won Miss Congeniality and he didn't. Yeah, see that? I'm trying to stop you from going down that path.
Right? He said he was a college volleyball star and a Wall Street financier with ties to the Holocaust and September 11th. Oh, I forgot. I forgot about all his lies. Yeah, he had a lot of really... Yeah.
Well, you know what, though? In this climate, I almost feel for the guy.
Oh, he's probably already been pardoned by Trump, has he?
More than likely. But in this climate, why, you know, as a young congressperson, what when you hear Trump talk, what would make you think that just making up, you know, baloney about yourself is somehow verboten?
Yeah.
It hasn't been up till now.
Yeah.
Right.
So I do feel a little bit bad for him.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, by the way, one of my favorite post moments of the not the White House Correspondents' Dinner is Frances Callier showed up at my door with the Jasmine Crockett wig on ahead.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, my neighbors, they don't know what's going on. But I had to lend her the Jasmine Crockett wig.
Right.
Yeah.
Sure, because right now, it's like when I was in the fourth grade, Brian Harvey's family's hamster. Became the classroom hamster.
Oh.
And when, if there was like a school vacation or on the weekend or whatever, different students got to take the hamster home. And that's really the same with the Jasmine Crockett.
Yeah. Yeah.
Different people take it home.
On vacation.
Yeah.
Did they just want an excuse to get rid of the hamster, or was it really an altruistic act?
Someone
had
to take care of the hamster during vacation.
No, what I'm saying, but it was
initially
Brian's family's hamster.
You don't understand that someone had to take care of the hamster during vacation is a little bit upsetting.
Right. But what I'm saying is, was that an altruistic act that they donated the hamster to the class, or was it an educational thing? Or are they just like, we don't want to take care of this hamster anymore, so here.
Here, class.
Mr. and Mrs. Harvey were not available for comment, but I always assumed that it was an altruistic thing. But now looking back, perhaps it wasn't. Perhaps the squeak of the late night wheel got to the whole family, and they said, let's put it in.
I hate when that happens.
Yeah, but we did. We had a hamster.
I'm still traumatized by my, what do you call it? The dissection classes. Because I got the pregnant frog.
You had the pregnant frog?
Yeah.
I assume who hadn't shaved its pubes, and that's what sent you in the direction that you've gone in. What a weird thing
well,
to
listen,
do.
Well, listen.
That's
it
not
was
safe
a love story. My lab, my
to
lab
have
partner.
A sharp thing down. That's.
My lab partner, Paul DeFonso, was gallant enough to do the dissection for me because I'm like, I can't. As soon as I saw the eggs, I was like, I can't. I was. Maybe he's just weird, and maybe he grew up to be a serial killer. Who knows?
That's entirely possible.
Yeah, so maybe he just liked cutting. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You never know whether something's altruistic or whether he's just, was a budding serial killer.
Yeah, or one thing led to the other.
Yeah,
maybe he was a pretty good guy until he did the cutting. We had, what was it? Fetal pigs.
Yes, we did too.
Could you take
I had a house cat.
What?
I took anatomy, and we had to dissect house cats.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awful.
I thought I wanted to be a doctor until that class, and when I couldn't dissect the cat, I said, the theater is for me, and here I am.
That's a fantastic story, Bella.
Yeah.
Could you take your organ out for me?
Of course.
Thank you. Bella, Paula, I just realized that I think this is...
Did you just confuse me and Bella? Because it couldn't be two more different-looking people.
No, we're like twins.
Yeah.
You are like twins. I just realized that perhaps this is the show where you expose me for the fraud that I am. Because now that we're on into science class and science fair, I don't know if I ever told you this story, but actually now it connects maybe to my false Miss Congeniality story.
Fraud.
Yeah. I was not very good at science or, anything really.
No!
Yeah. And so did you those things where you could grow shrimp? It was just a thing you bought.
It was a shrimp. What were they called?
Sea monkeys.
Sea monkeys.
Yeah. And you put them in a jar of water and they had a light bulb. and they catched. And so there wasn't really any science involved, but I just thought, oh, this is my science fair project for eighth grade.
That was your science fair project?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Fraud, yeah. First of all.
Exactly.
And then the second level of fraud was the light bulb went out the night before and all the shrimp died. And so when the judges came by, I just stirred it up so it looked like they were, you know, swimming.
Yeah.
So, again, fraud. You are correct. Lifelong fraud.
Wow.
There is my confession.
Yeah,
my confession.
I had no idea that we'd hit this vein.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sorry. But there's a lot here.
Yeah.
Okay. The poster that I love of you as the Radio Talker or whatever it is,
yeah.
Radio Talker magazine.
Sure.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Is that like Trump's Time magazine thing? Is that,
That's
make that
screen.
Up as well.
Yeah.
I was just in Buffalo, by the way, not too long ago.
Oh.
Remember? I wrote to you about it.
I have a bubba right here. It's a Buffalo Broadcasters.
Broadcasters Hall of Fame?
That's real.
I went to the Broadcasters Hall of Fame, and there's no mention of Stephanie Miller.
No,
whatsoever.
That is not true.
So,
oh, no.
I
have a Buffalo Broadcast Association Hall of Fame award. It's right there.
I can still see.
I'm bringing that to the doctor next time.
I can still see little bits of plastic from where you engraved it yourself.
I did not engrave it myself.
Oh, it's going to turn out you didn't even ride a bike.
This is all right. This, you mentioned the cognitive test before Trump took it. The doctor, he lashed out at Time magazine interviewers and challenged them to a cognitive test after they pressed him about running for a third term. He said, I have more people begging me to run again, but I haven't even looked at the possibility. The only thing that's changed is they think I'm doing a great job. No one thinks you're doing a great job.
I'll say that people don't think you're doing a great job.
Oh, you know what he cited is why he must be doing a great job? Hang on a second. Trump says he's doing a good job, as evidenced by the fact that major law firms are caving to him. See, this is exactly the reason you do not cave to Donald Trump. Because the reporter said you've used threats and lawsuits, other forms of coercion. Trump, well, I got to be doing something, right? Because I've had a lot of law firms give me a lot of money. Reporter said, why is that an appropriate use of presidential power? Well, I think it's because they felt the election was rigged. Ah!
Wow.
Shut up about that cake. Because they feel like the election was rigged and stolen. They didn't want to be a part of it. Oh, my God. He's so delusional. Hang on. Reporter, isn't cutting a deal with them to remove a threat from you to do pro bono work for causes you like just a form of extortion? Oh, I don't think of it as a threat. I think they did that because I assume they did it because they felt they did something wrong. Oh, my God. This is exactly why you don't bend the knee to Trump, right?
Yeah. It's shocking. It's shocking. I would never have, you know, I'm a big Perry Mason fan, and there's no way Perry would ever have caved like this.
Right.
Della wouldn't have let him, for one thing.
Right.
Right.
That's true.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, Sonia Sotomayor is a big Perry Mason fan.
Yeah.
And when she spoke in Los Angeles years ago, they brought Barbara Hale into the audience as a surprise for her. Isn't that the coolest?
That's awesome.
Bella's like, what are the old people talking about at the home this morning?
It was a television program, and television is a device.
Yeah? I'm intrigued.
All right, 46 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth. Hey, 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 Mother's Day.
Yes.
Hey, hey. Why, are you still not sure what to get? Let me give you a tip. Cozy Earth Bamboo Pajamas, the perfect gift. They are insanely soft, breathable, made from temperature-regulating bamboo, gently pried from pandas' paws around the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you got to pry them gently.
Yeah. No pandas are harmed in the making.
No.
Okay. Now, you're never too hot, you're never too cold, just unbelievably comfortable. Not just soft, they are next level soft. Lightweight but cozy, effortless but elegant, just like me. As I glided down the runway as Miss Congeniality.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, see, that's why you can't let her get away with that.
CozyEarth.com.
Don't bend the knee to her.
Yeah.
Get up to 40% off sheets, pajamas, towels, and more. Now the best part, this weekend only, May 2nd through May 4th, Cozy Earth is giving my listeners an exclusive buy one, get one free offer, OMG, on their bamboo pajamas.
Yep.
Go to CozyEarth.com, use my code Stephanie BOGO, that's Stephanie BOGO, and treat the mom in your life and get one for her, one for you. That's CozyEarth.com.
Who do you think you're talking to?
Stephanie Miller. Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. That's 800-399-3706.
Boy, man, I had a rough night's sleep. Boy, whew, I got a letter from the IRS yesterday, and I just couldn't sleep. Man, I'm dying here. Somebody help me.
IRS problems affect more than just your finances. If you're ready to take back control of your life and you owe more than $10,000, you need to call the Tax Doctor. Their expert staff can immediately protect you from the IRS and state collectors and get you the best possible tax settlement guaranteed. The IRS has recently released new programs geared in helping struggling taxpayers, where you may qualify to settle your tax debt and wipe out up to 85% or more of what you currently owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor right now. See if you qualify to pay less.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Your free Ticket Friday keyword for the Stephanie Miller Show is four, F-O-U-R, four. Use the Civic Media app to text in the keyword for your chance to win a four-pack of Milwaukee Brewers tickets. Full contest details on the Civic Media website.
This summer, have some fun at Castlecade Arcade with unlimited play all day for only $15.
Unlimited play excludes any games that give out prizes or products. See location for details.
With locations inside Madison's East and West Town Malls, Castlecade Arcade is the perfect place for your next graduation, birthday party, or special event. Castlecade Arcade would like to thank those members of the armed forces who defended our freedom while serving our country, and would like to wish everyone a safe and happy 4th of July.
At Chance Design Build, we provide remodeling done well with love. Our commitments extend beyond our workplace and your home to support our community. We judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, and we believe all humans deserve quality, publicly funded education, childcare, and health care. But what do you believe in? At Chance Design Build, we believe every person must have the opportunity to thrive. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, go to ChanceDesignBuild.com to learn more about our commitments to you, your home, and our community.
Found an injured, sick, or orphaned wild animal? Dane County Humane Society's Wildlife Center can help. Call 608-287-3235 or visit giveshelter.org/wildlife for what to do next.
Sugar River Pizza and the John and Gordy Show have both been nominated for Madison Magazine's Best of Madison. Thanks for your vote. To celebrate, they're throwing Sugar River Pizza parties at workplaces around Madison all summer. If your workplace would like a Best of Madison pizza party with Sugar River Pizza and John and Gordy, get to WMDXradio.com and tell us why.
We promise not to embarrass you in front of your boss.
Everyone's already seen you do the I am the walrus bit with the breadsticks, Gordy.
Go to WMDXradio.com for all the details.
Stephanie Miller.
Paula Poundstone is in studio. She's going to be at the Wilbur Theater in Boston this Friday.
Yes.
And then Brattleboro, Vermont on Saturday. The podcast is Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone. So we were talking about people that, you know, have met Trump, whether it's Bill Maher or whatever. Like, it's I'm so sick of the, oh, he's, you know, charming or whatever. I'm like, so is Hitler was
yes,
compelling
exactly.
or whatever yeah, in
yeah.
person.
But
you had a story from the first Bush administration.
All right. So I did the White House Correspondents' Dinner a thousand years ago. And it was Charles Bierbauer from CNN was the head of the White House Correspondents' Association at the time. And he's the one who asked me. And my immediate response, by the way, was no.
Right.
Because I felt like, wow, I just don't see how I fit in there. Yeah. And I'm not a Bush fan. And Charles kind of talked me into it. And the angle that I went with and that he sort of pushed was, well, it's really to entertain the correspondents. So I'm like, okay, in the spirit, right. So, all right. So I say, yes, I'll go do this thing. And I was like really firm with Charles, like, okay, I don't want any pictures with him. I don't want, I was young. I don't want, I was very.
Back you when know, you had principles?
Exactly.
Yeah, sure.
And so I get there, I get to the hotel. There's a light on the phone, you know, saying, blinking a red light. And I call the front desk. They say, the White House has called you.
Oh.
And then I call the White House. Oh, the president would like to meet with you. Well, I stashed my spine under the bed so quickly. I can't even tell you. This by the way, this is a little tutorial that I'm giving for Bill Maher.
Sure.
Okay. So here's the thing. So
let me just say George Bush is not Trump. So
no, George Bush is not Trump.
Yeah.
But not a.
He had his faults.
Yes. Not a good guy either, right?
Yeah.
So I fly to the White House. I couldn't get there
fast. Free of principles. It's, imagine how, it's amazing how fast you can move.
It turns out the principles were weighing me down.
Yes.
Like a rock-filled backpack. So I get there. He comes out. We're in the Oval Office. We chat. He shows me around. He says, you want to take some pictures? I was glued to his side with my hand over his shoulder. I thought, sure, pictures. I got my cheesy showbiz face. So he all this stuff. I was with him for probably close to an hour.
Wow.
Before somebody brought in a note, and he looks at the note and he goes, Boris Yeltsin's on the phone. I'm going to have to go.
Okay.
Now, that's probably just a wink wink signal that they use. Probably
sure.
Boris
that
Yeltsin didn't call any more than the Chinese guy called Trump recently. But, I think he was just like, all right, enough of this girl. But, so afterwards, I meet with this congressman, friend of mine, just socially, a guy that I knew, congressman from Oregon. And because I had talked to him about this before, and when I first talked to him about it, I was still like, absolutely, I'm only doing it for the correspondents. I'm not having anything to do with Bush. Now, with my head hung in shame, I have to go to my friend and go, well, I did go see Bush. And then I say to him, I go, he was so charming.
Yes.
And he was. He was very charming. And standing beside him, it was like electric. And I don't know if it was just the office. I mean, a lot of it was heady stuff for young me. But my friend had the greatest response. He looked at me and he goes, Paula, we're all charming or we wouldn't get elected.
This is true. Yeah.
And that's
very
absolutely true. You know what they're like? They're like stones smoothed by the, by the sand and the ocean.
But politically, it's just 11 billion years ago, don't you think? And my point is you just can't normalize this monster.
No, I totally agree with you. And I also feel like Bill Maher has been around long enough and rubbing shoulders with the, ooh-la-la, that he should. I mean, I didn't know that because I was young. Bill Maher has
and Larry David,
this many excuses, zero.
I know. And Larry David wrote a brilliant piece. And for Bill Maher to say, it's an insult to 6 million dead Jews, to Larry David?
Yeah.
This piece he wrote that was just dead on and brilliant in calling Bill Maher out because it just...
Where can I find it?
Oh, it was, I think, in the New York Times originally, but I'll send it to you. Don't you worry.
I don't read the New York
By the way, speaking
Times.
Of... Pardon me?
I don't read the New York Times. I read too slow to
I'll
read
find
the New
it
York
to
Times.
You. Okay. To your point, Trump dodged a question seeking to clarify comments he made about negotiating trade deals with China. Yeah, I guess because the Chinese we have nothing started. In an interview with Time, he said, we're meeting with China, we're doing fine with everybody. Ultimately, I've made all the deals. Trump reiterated this claim on Friday, stating he spoke with President Xi on numerous times. However, Beijing immediately said, no, lying sack of crap. And so the reporter said, you said you've spoken to President Xi multiple times. Is that since taking office? He said, I don't want to discuss that.
Yeah.
He's so full of it. Yeah. I love him getting bitch slapped by the Chinese and Putin on the same day. We love you, Paula Poundstone. We always listen to you.
Nobody listens to Paula Poundstone.
Thank you so much for having me. That is the part. At first, I just thought you were saying that nobody was.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a special Independence Day edition of the show featuring some of our tours around what makes Wisconsin great and free brewer tickets to give away. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Right now, during the Verlo Mattress Clearance Sale, you can save even more with Verlo's already low consumer direct prices. Oh, you'll find phenomenal savings on floor models and discontinued mattresses. And all our mattresses are made locally, just for you, and are backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Oh, but you better hurry. The sale ends soon. Wake up, sleep better, and save at Verlo.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump getting ready to sign his big tax and spending cut budget bill today. Last night on the tarmac next to Air Force One, he talked about it.
It does many things, but one of them is the biggest tax cuts in our country's history. And that alone makes it very popular.
The bill expected to add trillions to the national debt. At the bill signing today, a full military flyover. Severe weather in New Jersey overnight, leaving three people dead. In the Texas Hill Country, evacuations are underway because of a flash flood that sent the Guadalupe River over its banks. It's almost time for the Nathan's Coney Island Hot Dog Eating Contest. And there's one person who almost everybody loves seeing every year.
Trying to break his record of 76 hot dogs and buns, the great Joey Chestnut.
Joey Chestnut had to sit out last year because he had signed a contract with Impossible Foods. This is ABC News.